So find a comfortable position. This afternoon, we're going to have our Mindfully Facing Disease and Death meeting. And one of the things that really helps be able to face death is mindfulness of our breath. Because we know that the breath is essential for life. We can stop eating, we can stop drinking water for quite a while, but we can't stop breathing for very long and maintain life. So, such an important function. And amazingly, the breath is not just about some mechanical experience of taking air in and out, but it's also a chemical experience of exchanging oxygen and carbon dioxide. And that's probably in a way oversimplification. But then beyond that, it's about energy, life. Breath, a bridge, or the place where and the body meet. So as we position ourselves in a way that our spine is straight, but we can also relax to not be stiff. To not be rigid, to not be tense, but instead calm, relaxed, and happy. So when we bring to mind the idea of being happy, it makes it so much easier to relax. It makes it so much easier to become calm. And for most of us, most of the time, that means setting aside a number of things that have been coming up in our life, in our mind, in our experience, whether those are memories from the past or discomfort in the present moment, or concerns about the future. An important part of the practice is learning how to set that aside. And we take in the breath. And we let it bathe the entire body. The fresh breath energy comes in. You can use your imagination. You might even be able to feel it in a certain sense. The energy enters the body and spreads through the whole body. And when we exhale, relaxing, each time a bit more. The inhalation is energizing and the exhalation is calming. And we observe both, a from the beginning to end. Taking in the in-breath, you might feel it as the air enters the nostrils, and then we can follow it all the way to the belly. And then as we breathe out, really letting go. And mentally we can experience and remember that we're breathing in. Something that's essential to life. And we can also reflect on this breath, this in-breath, might be the last one. Never know. And then when we breathe out, put our attention on letting go. Letting go of tension, letting go of concern. Letting everything drop away. If we observe the whole length of the in-breath and the whole length of the out-breath, and we're relaxed about it, it's easier to stay focused. There's no reason for the mind to jump away or to pick up anything else. You can just be happy and content with the breath. And then bring a certain tone of lightness to the mind, a smile. Be happy, happy with this moment. Happy because we're present in this moment. We can be aware of the in-breath and aware of the out-breath from beginning to end, and also sensitive and attentive to the whole body. That in-breath really fills the body. And the out-breath allows the whole body to let go. With the mind comfortably attentive to the whole breath, to the whole in-breath, relaxed and at ease, And the mind becomes more happy as it observes the in-breath and the whole out-breath and the whole body. It's like sitting in your favorite chair, comfortable, at home. Staying present with the in-breath, then each breath is a refreshing. And staying present with the out-breath, each out-breath is relaxing. The mind being sensitive to the whole body then starts to observe feelings that arise because of this calm, kind breath, this presence, this mindfulness established. A feeling might be subtle, or it might be strong, joy, felt in the body, perhaps as tingling or warmth, or some other indication of being relaxed and attentive, alert. If the mind wants to stray to something else, bring it back. Stay focused on bringing in that freshness in the in-breath and that relaxation and letting go in the out-breath. Calming the body. Experiencing any feelings of joy. A pleasure, not from the senses, but from the spiritual experience of being present. If the mind still wants to entertain other thoughts, then invite it to become calm and completely integrated into this experience of mindfulness. mindfulness of the breath, mindfulness of the body, mindfulness of those thoughts, that activity that comes into the mind, and letting it go. Every in-breath being fresh, invigorating. Every out-breath letting go, calming. Let the thoughts wash away as if the rain were coming through and cleaning everything. And if the mind does follow a thought, notice tension that comes with that thought. Immediately, some area of the body tenses up. Part of what we learn is that thinking is challenging. It creates tightness and tension. It's work. So this is the time to let it go, to be relaxed, for the mind to be calm and clear, without that aggravation, without that irritation of thinking. Breathing in freshness. Clarity, breathing out, relaxing, being at ease in the body and in the mind, tranquil in the body and in the mind. Being completely present with each in-breath and each out-breath in the body and the mind. Then we become aware of the state of the mind, like the mood of the mind with a backdrop. Is this mind content, expansive, peaceful, or is it irritable, distracted, tight? And whatever tightness or irritability there might be in the background, invite it to wash away and gladden the mind, uplift the mind with thoughts of what's wholesome and good, the Dhamma, the Buddha, the Sangha. Loving kindness for yourself and for others. Virtue. Generosity. Peace. Remembering that liberation comes in the present moment, no other time. It's in the present moment, right here. We allow the mind, encourage the mind to unify, to become still, and stay alert. The mind or the body tense up at all, release it. continue observing each in-breath and each out-breath. And in this still mind, we reflect upon impermanence, the constant change of everything. Everything based on condition, everything in this world. Body, mental processes, all objects, all beings. Nothing stable here. Nothing constant. once we really take in impermanence, the constant changing of all things in this world, then we take our hands off, pull back, let go. Don't want to hold on to that as it's dissolving. We abandon the clinging. The identification. This is not me. It's not mine. We allow our desire for it, our passion, to dissipate. And dispassion takes its place. Calm. Not pushing away, just letting go. Being disinterested, not captivated. Calm, peaceful, happy. Allowing the world to be as it is, falling apart, and finally the cessation. Cessation is suffering. Letting go. Feel with each in breath and each out breath without any longing, without any kind of aversion or unhappiness. There's peace, love, contentment.